It is a vast overreach of federal authority. BLM is basically putting in place a Clean Air Act rule, and only the states and EPA have authority to regulate air quality. Now, BLM certainly can decide what is royalty-bearing and natural gas, so what's called waste natural gas, if it's not captured as it should be. But BLM went far beyond that and imposed air quality controls. So first and foremost, we think this is a matter of regulatory overreach. And we're also concerned that this rule doesn't give any credit to the fact that oil and natural gas producers have reduced methane emissions by 21%, even as we've increased natural gas production by 52%. So we've already put in place measures to reduce methane emissions. Methane emissions are very low, in the order of around 1%. And this rule is really redundant with what the state of Colorado is doing and also with what EPA is doing. So for all of those reasons, we think this rule just adds red tape with very little environmental benefit, and it is well beyond the authority of BLM.
Isn't capturing and selling methane, though, a good way to increase revenues?
So capturing methane is the whole purpose of our industry. We capture that methane and we sell it. That is natural gas. So we already have the financial incentive to capture and produce that natural gas. So we don't need a regulation to tell us to do what we're already doing. What happens, though, is there are situations like when a pipeline is in maintenance, or if a gas plant temporarily doesn't have capacity, either new wells are coming online or it's also down for maintenance. That those types of situations, now BLM is saying that we're responsible for reducing flaring during those times, and we have to pay royalties on that. So there are situations that are part of normal operations where, you know, trying to get absolutely 100% of all natural gas captured is just not realistic. It's like saying not a single drop of grain can fall off the farmyard floor. We have to capture every single one of it, and otherwise it's a waste. There are operational reasons that sometimes we cannot capture all of that methane, and so there are reasons, including safety, that we need to vent and flare sometimes, mostly flare, because that burns off all of the methane and takes away any of the, you know, it takes away most of the greenhouse gas emissions there.
Compared to other oil and gas support by the Trump administration and by Congress, how big of an impact will this rule in particular really have on the industry?
Well, it'll have a huge impact on communities with public lands. So the rule is so expensive for a very marginal wells that you particularly see in the Four Corners area, that many of those wells will have to be shut in because they just will be uneconomic to produce. And so that leads to a larger waste and a larger negative cost to the taxpayer. Our estimates, we had an economist look at this rule, and he estimated that it would result in 112 million barrels of oil being shut in, and that equates to about $110 million of lost revenue for states and the federal government every year. So this rule will not return more to taxpayers as many claim. It will actually cost taxpayers money.
Kathleen Skama is president of the Western Energy Alliance. And thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me on.